I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Many Christians probably don't view missionaries as social justice warriors, but oftentimes those tasks are inseparable. That's what Adrian DeVisser, a pastor from Sri Lanka and partner with Asian Access, believes. On a trip to Cambodia, he witnessed girls being sold. And while some might be tempted to turn a blind eye, he says Christians must recognize these kinds of issues and learn to grapple with them.
I had to take some of the pastors over there because, as you know, in Asian cultures, we are very shame-based. So people are ashamed to even admit what happens in our part of the world. But for me, it is a sin of my nation, and I need to address that.
DeVisser's now working with a local pastor in Cambodia to build housing for girls rescued from trafficking and provide them with vocational training. You can learn more about his work at our website. And a Bibles for China team just got back from a trip, says Wendell Rovenstein, and there was plenty to keep them busy. Believers in rural China were as thrilled as ever to receive new Bibles, and a wedding showed the team just how crucial the message of the gospel is to local communities.
The wedding revolved around a Bible on a table, and they were talking about how the Bible is important, how people should be in God's Word, and how the marriage should revolve around God's Word and the Bible.
Your support is still needed through prayer and giving.
God gives the results, and we are recipients of those blessings that we can pass on to China and the Chinese community to have His Word.
Want to help pass on those blessings? We'll connect you at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.